Okay, good evening, everybody, from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. So today, Ben Shomer, can continue some Shin Samach Gimel. Today's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, page Resh Chaf Hey, Lamed Aleph. We have a lot of Mishnah Berurah here today. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'emid Lechi Be'emtza Mavoi. If a person puts up a Lechi right in the middle of the Mavoi, Im Yesh Chatzar Me'a Lechi V'lachutz, also Gam HaChitzonim Lechi L'Rosh HaMavoi, if there's a Lechi, if there are Chatzeros that empty into the Mavoi, that are outside of the place of that lechi, but they also made another lechi at the very end of the mavoi. Then osrim elu alelu. Then we split this mavoi into two, and they asr on each other. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other, achi arvu yachad, unless they make an eruv between them. But if there is no chatzer that empties out into that mavoi beyond the place where the lechi is, or even if there is a chatzer, but those people on the outside didn't make their own lechi at the end of the mavoi, shemin alachi v'lefnim mutarim mimer v'lachutz asurim, then you would be allowed to carry on the inner part of the mavoi anything inside of where the lechi is, but you would not be allowed to carry anywhere outside of where the lechi is. So again, the first half was talking about where they both made a lechi, and you can't carry anywhere because they asur on each other. But when one has a lechi and the other one does not, so the one that has a lechi is mutar. Aval masu be'emtza shnei pasim al pasdal. But if you make in the middle of the mavoi, you put two boards or a board that's dalet tfachim wide. If the opening, the mavoi itself, is less than 10 amos wide, or you put a tzuras ha-pesach, even if the mavoi is more than 10 amos wide, even if there's a chatzar that does empty into the mavoi outside of the place where you made your tzuras ha-pesach or your pas arba or whatever tikkun you made, and the people on the outer chatzar also made a tikkun at the end of the mavoi, then each one can make their own Eruv, and they're allowed to carry within their own Chelek, meaning they don't aser on one another. They don't need to make an Eruv between them, because each one can independently make an Eruv and carry in their own area. Says the Mishmur Kof Chav Zayin, Archi Arvu Yachad, Ratzlom Shishtatvu Yachad, meaning this is what we call the Shitufei Mavuos, that we view this as two separate Mavuos, and therefore they need to make a Shituf between them in order to carry in any of them. V'tamadavar, and the reason for this is that the derech is that when you have a mavoi, after you make a lechi or a kora to be mat, you're carrying the mavoi, they all make a shituf, all the people that belong to that mavoi make a shituf together. Because without a shituf, you would not be allowed to carry from the chatzar to the mavoi. And since that's the normal thing to do, shuv asur b'nei mavoi lechalik lechatzon v'lasus kolechon shituf b'fnei atzmo, then, since that's the normal thing to do, we do not allow them to split up and make their own shitufim, independent of one another. Da'asri hani ahani, the members of each mavoi asur on the others. Mishum da'avi k'mavoi sheshach ha'chechon v'nachetzeros v'lo nishtat b'bo da'asra akula, because it would have the din of a mavoi where one of the chetzeros did not participate in the shitufim mavuos, where the whole thing becomes asur. Velo asur, and then this was going on with the Shulchan Aruch, said if they only made a lechi for the inner area of the mavoi, but not for the outer area, once they didn't make a lechi on the outer part of the mavoi, they're not roughly to join the sheet of mavuos with the inner part of the mavoi. L'chein ein b'kochon l'aser al pnimis, and therefore they cannot impact and aser the inner part of the mavoi. V'afil yesh lam drisas haregel aleihem, even if they have the right of passage to be able to walk through that area. Mimen v'lachutz asurim, anywhere outside of that lechi is aser z'chashvin kilu amavoi huskun en alechi v'lifnim. We view it as if the mavoi only begins at the point of the lechi, so only inside of that point isn't mutar. We said, however, if what they made in the middle is a pas arba or a tzuras ha-pesach or something like that, that properly divides the two parts of the mavoi from one another. And it's as if there's a wall dividing them. So they cannot answer one on the other. That's only if they don't have jisas haregel one on the other. Kigon sheyesh Lam Pesach Acher. For example, they have another Pesach. Avol Belav Hachiyafilu Delis Lomahani. But without that, then even a door would not help. Shnei Pasin Shel Mashuhuyim. When we talk about Shnei Pasin, it means each one is only a Mashuhu. Mashu Mikanu, Mashu Mikanu. Mashu on each side of the Mavoi. Flanked. The Mavoi is flanked on each side by a Mashu, by a Pas Mashuhu. Vafilu Chatzir Yichol Michalik B'chei Agavna. You can even split a Chatzir in such a way. Ira Mukefas. If you have a city that's surrounded by a wall and they close the doors at night, but one door is not closed, but that Pesach is considered like a lechi, then you're not allowed to make an Eruv for only part of that city. But if there's a pirza that breaks open, so then the status of the city becomes batel, and then because the status of one joint unified city becomes batel, you are now able to make an eruv in half of the city at a time. Sif lamid beis zeshich sharu lamid lechi b'emtsa mavui. That which we say you could put a lechi in the middle of a mavui. Who had the lamid korah b'emtsa mavui? The same is true about a korah in the middle of a mavui. V'kol zeh b'yesh ba'usul chatzar mavui amuchshar toras mavui shelo yei archo pachs midal ramos shei archo yasra al rachbo. But this is only if you have in that chatzer or in that chatzi, it should be in that half of a mavoi that you're being mat here, the measurements and the criteria of a mavoi, meaning it can't be less than 4 amos long, and you can't, and the length has to be more than the width. The half of the mavu you're trying to be matir has to have batim and chaseros that open into it. Because otherwise, it wouldn't have a din of a mavoi, which is hutar de lechi or kora. It would have a din of a chaser, and therefore it would need a pas mashu on either side or a pas dalid in the middle. Says the Mishbruk on days, because they're beish. Hi, because they're koya, mashach sharnu behem lechi, behem tzamavi, kishalos lechi, barosh hamavi. This is going back on the halacha that if you made a lechi in the middle of a mavoi and didn't make a lechi at the end of the mavoi, the kamar duhudafka, and we said you're allowed to carry in the inner part of the mavoi, the kamar duhudafka shabchatia mavi zelavad gamkein, yeshlov she mavoi, yeshlov kalatama matarachlaze, that the heter you have in that half a mavoi is only because it actually has the status of a mavoi. Halav hachi yeshal din chatzer, but if it doesn't have all the criteria of a mavoi, it then has a din of a chatzer. V'tzarech pas mashu, and therefore you need a pas mashu or shnei pasin mashu or a pas arba, etc. Ugedel b'sif beis. V'lo kaya shulchan aruch b'masu gam lechi b'achus v'er v'yachad. Dal zeh lo tzarech sheba usul chatzer mavoi yu lo kala pratim dim tzarev kala mavoi b'yachad l'zeh. V'ayin shamash kasva b'zeh. Mishabur points out that what we are not talking about over here, we're not talking about the case where there was a lechi in the middle of the mavoi and a lechi at the end of the mavoi, and you made an eruv to join the two halves of the mavoi. Then you don't need each half of the mavoi to have the measurements of a mavoi, because they have now rejoined and become one big mavoi. So only the full mavoi has to have the measurements of a mavoi, not each half of the mavoi in such a case. The only case where the half needs to have the measurements of a mavoi is when you're being matir to carry by making only one lechi in the middle of the mavoi. Now sif lamed gimel mavoi shu rachav chaf amos. If you have a 20 amma wide mavoi, asi pas rachav dalil amos, you could take a 4 amma wide board, uma amido be'emtza, and put it smack in the middle of the mavoi, running lengthwise into the mavoi, meaning not running as in closing off the opening of the mavoi. It's a 4 amma long board running lengthwise into the mavoi. So and therefore each side of that board is considered its own separate mavoi. Kivan Sha'orech HaPastal L'Amos, because a Mavoi only needs to be 4 amos long, and you have a 4 amos long wall now that splits the two halves of the Mavoi. V'itein Korah B'rosho, and you can now put a beam on top of it because you have a heter of a Lechi Korah. V'tarek Lizor Shatei HaKorah Munachas Al HaPas. You have to be careful, though, that the Korah rests on this board. Otoch Gimel Tvachim, or within 3 Tvachim of it. However, now that you're viewing it as two separate mavuos, each one needs to have batim mechatzeros that open up into it. And you need all the measurements and everything else that makes something a mavui. Now, whatever area in the mavui is beyond that pas arba'a, so that pas arba'a encroaches 4 amos into the mavui. What about past those 4 amos? So that has a din of a mavui akum. It's like 2 mavuos that are connected to one another. Says Ramah, Yeshom Deinu din mavui akum, Elon Kin Yeshmina pasad kosalim tzai yosem yasra amos. Others say that no, it does not have a din of a bent mavui, of an L-shaped mavui, unless there's more than 10 amos of space beyond where the pas is. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kof Lamed Gimel, Shu Rachav Chav Amos, Umayri She'inu Rotza Las Usuris HaPesach BePesach HaMavoy. We're talking about a case where, you know, the simple answer, no matter how wide the opening of the Mavoy is just make it Usuris HaPesach, and that would solve everything. We're talking about where you don't want to make it Usuris HaPesach. Dizem HaNiyafil Rachav Mavoy Kamaka Del El Basov Siv Chavav, because no matter how wide it is, Usuris HaPesach will always work. Rachav Dalet Amos, so you take this board that's 4 amos wide, Upapachs Mikan Lo Mahani, if we're any less than 4 amos, it would not work. Even though it does split it into 2 sides that are each less than 10 amos, because the halacha would then be that the airspace on each side of that board is mevatel that board. But if that board is long enough that it goes 4 amos into the mavoi like a wall of a mavoi, you can albasiv chavav, then the avir on each side will not be mevatel, because avir on each side is not mevatel a wall of a mavoi. It's mevatel a lechi, it's mevatel a pole, a post, or whatever. It's not mevatel an actual wall of the mavoi. So when we say ma'amidu be'emtza, we don't mean running lengthwise across the width of the mavoi. We mean running lengthwise into the length of the mavoi to split the mavoi into 2. Kivan Shaorech, Visar Gamkin Shoya Pas Nomach Measar Tvachim, because in Kosos of Mavi Kanab Siv Chavav, and this pass therefore needs to have all the dimensions of a wall, so it needs to be 10 Tvachim high. Berosho, and you have to make sure the Korah rests on top of this pass. Hainu Shia Giam Mikos Alech Shal Mavi Ada Kosos Shaknegdo, Kide Lahatish Shneid Stadim. You need the Korah to reach from one wall of the Mavi until the opposite wall in order to be matri both sides. What in Shiach Lasak? Now you have these 2 mavuos. You could have been matir each one with a lechi, or you could have made a lechi on one of them and a korah on the other one. Kishar mavuos, meaning whatever a heter mavoi is, you can use in this mavoi as well. Munachas ala pas, but the beam has to rest on the pas in the middle. Lafuke ema pas namuch afshar korah magas mikosel zad kosel shekenegdo lo mahani. Meaning if this pas arba'a that you put in the middle of this pas arba amos that you put in the middle is very low down, and the beam runs way above from one side wall all the way to the other side wall, running over that pas. Lomahani, it does not work. Because that pas makes it considered like it's 2 mavuos. The chashav kikosel, because it's considered like a kosel. And therefore, every mavui, each mavui, its korah is only placed on one wall of that mavui. So that's why it needs to be resting on that pas in the middle. Otherwise, from the mavui on the right side's perspective, it only has the Makor is only resting on the right wall, and from the Mavi and left side's perspective, it's only resting on the left wall, if it's not resting on the pas as well. Otok, or at least it has to be within three tvachim of the pas, to have a kalavu, because then it becomes like lavu. The kaltanoi Mavi, you need to have all the characteristics of a Mavi. Hamvor lel b'siv chavav, di lavachi dino ke chatzer, because otherwise it would have a din like a chatzer, ve'in kora mawil bowen. A kora does not help in a chatzer, el shnei lechayam shal mashu b'shnei tzid of kumvor lel b'siv beis. For a chatzer, you need a lechi on each side. Umashu ben ha-pas, and we said that which is further in than the past. Ratzalomer chutz tikun akora sha'osa b'pesach ha-mavoy, tzorech lasos o tikun b'sof orech ha-pas, kidin mavoy akum. When we say you would have a din of a mavoy akum, that means in addition to the beam that you put over the entrance of the mavoy, you need some other tikkun at the end of that pass to be matir the rest of the mavoy. Just like an L-shaped mavoy needs an additional tikkun at the joint of the L. Hamvor b'sim shim samutal sof siv gimel v'afilu ein sham esra amos min asof orech ha-pas ha-kos el mtsoi. Even if it's less than 10 amos from the end of the board until the wall all the way at the end of the mavoi. Misamkim b'emtza p'suchim, tzorklam misamkim b'emtza u'p'suchim, that it's two mavuos that bend in the middle and are both open into Rishus HaRabim. B'shnei Rishay Lushus Ram, v'alkein tzorklas tzorklas pesach b'sof orach ha-pas ad kosalem tzai k'negdo v'dami k'moshay osa pas l'orach kalamavoi. And therefore you need to make a tzorklas pesach. Is that the correct gear? So yeah, Tzuras HaPesach looks like. You need to make a Tzuras HaPesach at the end of the length of this board until the middle wall of the Mavoy that runs, that's all the way down at the other end of the Mavoy. And it says if you made a pass that runs the whole length of the Mavoy. Dein lo din Mavoy, meaning so if you make a Tzuras HaPesach that starts from the end of the pass and goes all the way to the middle wall of the Mavoy, that's as if the pass you put there split the Mavoy in half and went all the way to the end. Dein lo din Mavoy Akum. However, the Rama said that there's Yesh Omrim that it does not have a din of a Mavoy Akum. Da'afachav din Mavoy Akum Shem Shem Sam Zal bin Mavoy Akum Sha'asu Kimin Ches. Vafilu Eimi Psich Sachim Musar Kosan Tzai Eser Amos Nami Tzorch Shem Tikun. Even though we said, we're going to say in Simin Shin Samach Dalu, that if you have an actual bent Mavoy that's shaped like a Ches, that even if you'd have less than 10 Amos of space from the bend until the end of the Mavoy, that you still need some sort of tikkun, shiny hasam du akum mamish. That's different because it's actually bent. Aval hacha yesh lo, marshali dea pas, nasim kishne mavo shamuchulakum legamri ad sofam. But over here, there's no real bend. It's just two mavuos that are split by a wall down the middle, and we view that wall down the middle as if it goes from end to end. V'aftein apas magi ad kosalam tzayin, even though it doesn't actually physically go all the way from end to end, mikamakum ki but since the end of that pass to the opposite wall is less than 10 amos, we view that opening like a Pesach in a wall. And therefore would have the halachic status of two mavuos that are totally separate from each other, but there happens to be an opening from one to the other. But if it were more than 10 amos, then we cannot say that it has the din of a Pesach. Valkein dino k'mavoy akum, and therefore would have a status of a mavoy akum. Well, dino hiskimu achronim dikur kisvari shonavayim bir halacha. The achronim say that the halacha is like the sheet of the mechaber, that we are machmir, that you do need an additional tikkun, and bir halacha elaborates further. Yoser me'eser amos kein tzorach lamar. It should say yoser me'eser amos, which is what it does say, in fact, in our version of the Rama. Wow, so what we learned tonight is, first we said that if you made a lechi in the middle of a long mavoy, and there are chatzeros and that open up into both halves of the mavoy, even if you make a lechi, and you made a lechi all the way at the end of the mavoy as well, they asr on one another, you're not allowed to carry in any of them unless you make an eruv that joins all of them together. In which case, each one does not independently need to have the measurements of a mavoy because they are now joined together. If there's if the outer one did not make a lechi, there's only a lechi in the middle, then the from the lechi and in is mutter, and from the lechi and out is aser. But if you made something that approximates a wall in the middle of the mavoy, then then and the Avraham Avi also made their own tikkun. Each one can rely on their own tikkun and their own eruv, and they don't have to join together with one another. In Sif Lamed Beis, we said that the idea of putting a lechi in the middle of a mavui and therefore being allowed to carry on the inside of that lechi is only if the area inside of that lechi has the measurements and criteria of a mavui. Otherwise, you would need the tikkunim that are associated with a chatzer. And then in Sif Lamed Gimel, we said that if a mavoi is 20 amos wide, you could make a tzuras of Pesach, or you could put a 4-amah board down the middle of the mavoi, and then we treat both sides of the mavoi as if they are separate mavuos, and you could put a korah over the entranceway as long as it goes over that board as well, and that would make the area mutter. But each side needs all the measurements and criteria of a mavoi for that to work. There's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah whether you need some sort of tikkun past where that board ends, when the area past where the board ends is more than 10 amos, and we are machmir on that issue. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow Be'ez Hashem we'll pick up with Se'ifim Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey, maybe Lamed Vav as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you for your patience for the longer than normal shiur.